It's time now for the Bean Report, brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. Joining us today is production specialist Cassandra Kochik.
So soybeans are sitting mainly at the R1 or beginning bloom stage, with about 4 to 7 trifoliates across the province. And we expect soybeans to be pushing into the R2 or full bloom stage later this week. Dry edible beans are mainly at the bud stage, and we expect flowers to also be opening this week. Peas are mainly at the R3 or flat pod stage, with young seeds developing in the pods. And faba beans are also mainly at the flat pod stage, with pods pushing out of the lower flowering nodes. And I'd like to note that growth staging guides are available for all pulse and soybean crops on the ManitobaPulse.ca website.
I guess it's kind of that time of the season when, everyone should be out and about and scouting the crops and looking for, different insects and diseases and those kinds of things. Do you have any tips or any recommendations?
Right. So reports of soybean aphids in North Dakota and Minnesota have been creeping northward as the summer progresses with the hot, dry weather, although at low numbers still. But this means we need to be on the lookout for them in Manitoba as they blow in on the southern winds. So pea growers also need to be on the lookout for pea aphids throughout the flowering and early pod development stages. I'd like to note, though, that these two types of aphids are very different in their appearance, their feeding habit, and their economic threshold. So for pea aphids, you want to be checking the plant tips within the young folded leaves at the top of the plant. Or you can also use a sweep net for pea aphids. Insecticidal control should be considered for pea aphids at 2 to 3 aphids per plant tip, or at 90 to 120 aphids per 10 sweeps. Soybean aphids, on the other hand, only warrant control at 250 aphids per plant and increasing, and the Aphid Advisor app is the best tool for scouting for these guys. But you want to be checking the undersides of the leaves and along the stem of the entire plant for soybean aphids.
And what about in terms of disease? What is it that producers should be on the lookout for at this point?
I would advise farmers to continue looking for Mycosporella blight in peas and watch for it climbing up the canopy. If you see it progressing upward in the canopy, this might warrant a second fungicide application with a different mode of action. We're also seeing some bacterial blight, which cannot be controlled by fungicide, but this has started to show up in soybean and dry bean crops, largely brought on by earlier environmental damage. And we've seen a little bit of Septoria brown spot starting in the lower canopy of soybeans. But I encourage everyone to read the Bean Report for more information on all of these topics.
Anything else before we talk a little bit about SMART coming up later this month?
Thistle caterpillars have arrived again in Manitoba, mainly at low levels in soybeans, and they shouldn't typically be a cause for concern. And we've also heard of a couple of reports of green clover worm in soybeans. So just a few more pests to keep an eye on.
And yeah, as we mentioned before, SMART Day is coming up later this month. Fill us in a little bit. Where is it happening, and what is going to be on the showcase this year?
So MPSG is hosting its annual SMART Day field tour on July 23rd at the Carmen Research Farm. We have some great topics lined up, such as growing soybeans in your crop rotation, cover crops, diseases, integrated weed management, and on-farm network research results. So watch for the registration link in the Bean Report on Twitter or visit ManitobaPulse.ca, and we encourage people to save their spot by July 19th.
Thanks, Cassandra. Cassandra Kochik is a production specialist with Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. The Bean Report is brought to you by Manitoba Pulse and Soybean Growers. You can find out more at ManitobaPulse.ca.